Rusty Quill presents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
That was interesting. I'm not really sure what the hell a story about a glowing-eyed puddle person has to do with anything, though. I don't know what any of this has to do with anything, really. Did reading that letter help? What time is it now? What the fuck? Why did that work? It's a little after 4 a.m. now. Reading the letter seems like it made time work again. What an absolutely normal thing. I should have known that would happen. Fuck. Fuck. Okay. Let's see. It looks like it's getting a little bit lighter outside, but it's still absolutely silent. Not enough? Still hungry, I guess? Jesus. It's like I'm living in the fucking monster house or something. Let's try another one. This one has no address again. I wonder why some of these don't have one. Strange. Okay. The signs have been all around us for decades. Centuries, even. The Black Death in the 14th century. The Spanish Flu of 1918. The Plague of Justinian in 541. Global warming. Water levels are rising at an unprecedented rate. The planet is poisoned and there's no medication or vaccination that could fix it. Well, I definitely didn't have creepy letter starts going anti-vaxxer on my bingo card tonight. They will change that. They have been laying in wait for millennia for the right time to once again sow their roots into this earth and spread like the refining fire. Those true believers that live to serve them will reemerge from that fire purified and reborn in their image. Only through them can there be balance. Only through them can there be peace. There will be no need for war. No need for more violence. The awakening has begun and it cannot be stopped. When time begins to stand still, we will be ready and waiting. We are at the dawn of a new age. The awakening. What the fuck are they talking about? This letter didn't even really describe anything. Most of the letters are detailing specific events that happened, and this one just sounded like a culty lunatic going on some kind of tangent. Like some weird Jonestown / Scientology hybrid thing. Wait a second. Why does this letter sound so familiar? There was one from a while ago that sounded culty as hell. Where was that? I think I put it in a drawer in the kitchen or something. Give me a second. Here it is. In this old letter, there was a guy that mentioned that he was starting to lose time. He said he did everything that they wanted, and then he suddenly began just losing hours of his day. Wow. I'm actually pretty shocked that I haven't remembered any details about this letter. Is my memory getting better? Is that even something that's possible? Back to the letters, though. Both of these letters mention a they. Who the hell are they referring to, though? The second letter seems like it's coming from the perspective of someone with some reverence for whoever or whatever they are. There's a certain level of respect there. I haven't been to church since I was a little kid, but it kinda sounded a little bit like a sermon. And that older letter. The writer sounded like they were scared. And it seemed like they were referring to a different they altogether. Wait. That new letter refers to a them coming back. But also refers to we. We will be ready. Maybe the they in the old letter is referring to the we of the new letter. Or maybe I'm just grasping at straws and attempting to see patterns where there definitely aren't any. Honestly, this can go either way. Maybe I'm just being over-analytical because it appears like this is the first time that a few of these letters seem like they actually go together. I always just thought these were just weird people with hyperactive imaginations writing in about things they made up in their heads that freaked them out. Well, I'm in a fucking house that I can't seem to actually leave, so I probably should have assumed it was something a little more weird than that. Speaking of... well, the sun is almost up now, and my phone is telling me that it's a little after 5:30 in the morning. Still no animals running around, no cars on the street. You could hear a pin drop out there. It feels like it's almost enough. Another letter or two, and whatever the hell is happening may stop happening. For a little while, anyway. Okay. On to the next one. Maybe it'll be related to another letter, too. This one actually has an address. 402 Stevens Ave. I'd Google it, but my phone can't do much other than tell me what time it is right now. Okay, here we go. Last year, our lives basically fell apart. It was Christmas time. My family and I did the same thing we do every Christmas Eve. We went to my grandparents' house for dinner and to spend time with all of our cousins. It was getting pretty late, so my dad decided it was time for us to go home. It must have been almost midnight. There wasn't even anything in the forecast that night. My dad was neurotic about that kind of thing. He wouldn't even want to drive if it were drizzling outside. The storm that night came out of nowhere. We were just a few miles from home, and all of a sudden it was like we were driving through a full-on blizzard. And then it happened. We were going downhill, and my dad had to make a sharp turn. We couldn't see much because of the snow, but we saw something come out of the trees and pass right in front of us. It looked like it was a large deer or moose, but it looked like it was only standing on its hind legs. My dad swerved away from the animal and the car skidded off the road and began rolling down the hill before finally crashing sideways into the tree. The next thing I remember is waking up in the hospital and being unable to move my legs. I really messed up my back in the accident. What didn't really make sense to me at the time is that everyone else was fine. My mom, dad, and older brother somehow managed to walk away from the thing without a scratch. Ever since I got home from the hospital, things have been different with my family. The thing about my family is we've always been loud. Very loud. We're Italian, so being loud is just a way of life. We'd spend weekends with our cousins being loud and just having a great time. We'd all have dinner together every night and spend half of the time screaming at each other about whatever happened to us during the day. All of that changed after I came back from the hospital. If your daughter or sister gets into an accident and has to deal with a life-altering disability, wouldn't you go out of your way to make sure they're doing okay and comfortable when they get back home? Even for like a week. I'm not trying to sound bratty. It was just so strange how they treated me. Ever since they got back, they haven't talked. I haven't heard any of them say a single word in months. Actual months. All I had when I got back was the wheelchair from the hospital and nobody to talk to. I mean, I could talk to them, but they would just stare at me blankly. Well, until dinner. Whenever it's dinner time, they go above and beyond. They always just keep bringing me food. The second I'm done with my plate, they'll pass me theirs to eat. Come to think of it, I actually never see them eat during dinner. They just sit in their chairs, staring at me and smiling. And this has been going on every single night for months. I've gained so much weight since I got back from the hospital. They've been so weird since the accident that I'm afraid to say no to their food. I have no idea what would happen. Do you know about anything like this? I still live with my family, but it feels like my family's been gone since the accident. Please, help. Jesus. Months without being able to talk to anyone in your own home. I couldn't even imagine that. That would be like if I didn't have all of you to talk to. That'd be the worst. Wait. Did y'all hear that? I actually heard something from outside. Are things normal now?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.